الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من اتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most honorable ulama ikram, beloved brothers and elders, all praises belong to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher. Peace and salutations be upon our noble master, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is only through Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness, Allah's tawfiq that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to perform our salat wa jamaat. Many a times, on many occasions, we will make these type of statements, but let us understand that this is not just a formality, but really, tawfiq min Allah is such a great favor, such a great bounty, that we have to be cognizant of it all of the time. To take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's park and pure name, this is only tawfiq min Allah. How many billions of people in the world, how many get the tawfiq to recite kalima? How many get the tawfiq to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And many ahadith, we find sahaba ikram would express this. And they would express their gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has taken us out of darkness, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who has put us into the light of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so great. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks after the needs of his entire creation. Allah ta'ala created us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains us. We understand money, we understand food, we understand drink to be risk and sustenance, but the even greater sustenance is the sustenance of iman. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the demand of this iman? The demand of this iman is that we recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the creator, the sustainer, the cherisher. Hazrat Maulana last night so beautifully put it in the Hayatul Sahaba. He said that, just to reiterate what he was saying, that the soul doesn't need exciting things. It needs healthy things. So the talk of iman has become dead amongst us, because it seems like a simple thing. Yet sahaba ikram would say to one another, ta'al tajaddadu imanana. Come, let us go sit and renew our iman. This doesn't mean that no, they came out of the fold of Islam, no. But they would say, ta'al tajaddadu imanana. Speak about Allah's greatness, speak about the power of Allah, the might of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that this heart becomes ignited once again. Because the iman of general masses and believers is such, yazid wa yanqus. The greatest and highest level of iman is that of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Yazid wa la yanqus. The iman of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam only increases. It only gets higher and higher and higher. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with every day that he lived, he got closer and closer and closer and higher and higher in his ta'alluq and his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till when he leaves the world in the last, Allahumma al-Rafiq al-A'la, Allahumma al-Rafiq al-A'la. Those words denote and show the great and the high ta'alluq and relationship that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you have the iman of the angels. La yazid wa la yanqus. Doesn't go high, doesn't go low. It remains at one particular level. And then there's the iman of the general masses. Yazid wa yanqus. Like that sahabi said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said to one another that, I feel I've become a hypocrite. Mafhum of the riwayat. I feel I've become a hypocrite. And I'm in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, as though I can see Jannah. And when I come out of the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm not feeling the same level. So iman has an environment. Thumama bin Uthal radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda, before he became a Muslim, his intention and his niyat was to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes to Makkah Mukarrama, or rather he's captured, he's leaving his area with the intention He's the leader of his area. He's the chief of his tribe. He leaves his area with the sole intention, I'm going to assassinate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Along the way, the Sahaba ikram, they intercept him. They bring him, and as was practiced, he was brought to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's brought to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what happens to him? He's taken and he's tied to the pillar in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikram didn't know who he was. They didn't understand who this person was. Nevertheless, they go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have a person has been captured. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees who it is. Lo and behold, it's not an ordinary person. This is the chief of a tribe. It's a very, very big person. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves him there in Masjid al-Nabawi for 3 days, tied to the pillar of Masjid al-Nabawi. First day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to him, has a conversation with him. And the conversation, what does he say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, "In taqtul, taqtul za damin, wa in tun'im, tun'im ala shakir." If you're going to kill me, then get it over and done, do the job, kill me. "Wa in tun'im, tun'im ala shakir." But he said, "In taqtul, taqtul za damin." If you're going to kill me, but remember, my blood is very, very valuable. I'm not the ordinary person. Meaning I'm a chief, I'm a leader of my tribe. There will be consequences. So there was a bit of a threat in his statement to Nabi Sassim as well. And what did he say? "In tun'im, tun'im ala shakir." But if you feel that you're going to allow me to go and you let me go free, then we also such that we will appreciate this and we will show our gratitude to the favor that you do for us if you allow me to go. Ulama say that Nabi Sassim never just leave him in the masjid. Nabi Sassim made his ikram. And he was fed from the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallam would send food from his house, said, tell the Sahaba ikram, take this food and give this food to Thumama bin Uthal. Let him eat, let him make his ikram, look after him, treat him kindly. Second day again, Nabi sallam would come to him, "Thumama, have you thought about the matter? How do you see things?" Simple, straight answer he had, nothing further. "In taqtul, taqtul za damin, wa in tun'im, tun'im ala shakir." If you're going to kill me, know that my blood is valuable. But get it over and do the job. "Wa in tun'im, tun'im ala shakir." But if you allow me to go, we are people of appreciation. We'll appreciate your kind gesture. Again, Nabi Sassu makes his ikram. Whilst all this is happening, ulama teach us and tell us that with his eyes, he's seeing the A'mal of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dawat, talim, ibadat, khidmat. That was the A'mal of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the perpetual ulama say, when we read Hayat al-Sahaba, after the, on the Shab Guzari, we read it, why? To learn about the A'mal of Sahaba ikram. To learn about how they live their lives, how they spend their lives. And if you have to narrow it down, and you have to bring it to a nichor, if you have to take summarize their life, then ulama tell us, we hear from the ulama, dawat, talim, ibadat, khidmat, this is how they would spend their life. So he's witnessing this, he's seeing all of this. Third day again, Nabi Sassim comes to him, "Thumama, have you thought about the matter? In taqtul, taqtul zadamin, wa in tun'im, tun'im ala shakir." If you want to kill me, then know that my blood is valuable. There'll be consequences. Again I say, there is a threat in the statement of his. وَإِن تُنْعِمْ تُنْعِمْ عَلَى شَاكِرْ. But if you feel you're going to set me free, then we'll be appreciative. Sahaba ikram are waiting, they're anticipating, what is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going to do? Beyond their wildest expectation, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Set Sumama free. Set him free." He also probably got a shock. Probably something he wasn't expecting. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Untie him, untie him." And there's your conveyance, free to go. He leaves the masjid, a distance out of, away from Masjid al-Nabawi, he goes, he takes ghusl. The man who left his home with the sole intention of assassinating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The a'amal of the masjid, dawat, talim, ibadat, khidmat, that he witnessed for 3 days with his own eyes, he comes back into the masjid out of his own accord. Nobody forced him. He looked, he saw, he witnessed, he experienced. He was in that mahol, he was in that environment. And what does it do to him? He comes back, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have seen what I've seen, and without a shadow of doubt, you are the Nabi of Allah. And then he makes mashura with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, O Nabi of Allah, there was no face more hated to me than your face. And today there's no face more beloved to me than your face. Say, there was no city more hated to me than your city. And today there is no city more beloved to me than your city. He said, I set out with the niyyah to make umrah. Obviously umrah of how they would make at that time. What should I do? Should I complete my umrah? 3 days in a mahol, 3 days in an environment. Nabi Sassam makes mashura with him, tells him, okay, go complete your umrah, but do it according to this way. Do your umrah in this way. Ulama say, such an effect it had on him. He was the first person in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik ala sharika laka labbaik. He walks into Makkah Mukarrama saying the talbiyah. This is a season of Hajj. How many millions of people are going to be saying labbaik, 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 ala sharika laka labbaik? That iman penetrated in the heart through environment. That he walks into Makkah Mukarrama and he says the labbaik, and he says, people want to hit him, people don't. And then the people of Makkah also understood that this man is not an ordinary man. He's not a small man, he has to be treated in a certain particular manner. So they left him, they didn't interfere with him, and he explained to them. But the point is this, that our iman is such, it goes high and it goes low. This is why we have to constantly be in the environment of da'wat. How is we put ourselves in an environment of da'wat? By inviting, by ourselves giving da'wat. Because this heart needs to listen to the da'wat, and this heart needs to speak the da'wat. Listening and speaking of da'wat is vital for every person with iman. This is our daily dose. That's why Allah said 25 times a day minimum, we should give da'wat. And they're not just giving a number. These are people, Allah Ta'ala blessed them with great experience. They are dealing with masses on a daily basis. They've understood spiritually what does da'wat will do to the iman of an individual. But when a person is speaking and he's speaking of Allah, Allah is the greatest. Imagine the da'wat of adhan that is given 5 times a day. What is the da'wat of adhan? Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. That sustainer, creator, nourisher, cherisher of the entire universe is only Allah. Nothing happens except with the permission of Allah. Famous incident we heard so many times. But we have to say these incidents bar-bar so that the yaqeen enters our heart. And the ulama were asked, the talim that we're having in our homes, this fazali amal, so much, we're doing the same thing all of the time. So they say, why? What is the reason? See, first we'll listen to the fadail of something, then we'll get tawfiq to make amal. Then we'll listen to it again and again and again, bar-bar, the yaqeen of it will come into our heart. That's why that sahabi, when they told him, your house is burning, he said, not my house. Impossible, not my house. So we tell you your house is burning. Say, no, I'm telling you not my house. I heard Nabi Sassam say this, and I'm making amal on this, can never be. When they come back, they say, no, you're right, it wasn't yours, it was the neighbor's. Sahaba had complete yaqeen. When they came to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they said to him, that now, did you hear what your friend Muhammad Sassam is saying? He's saying in one night, he went from Makkah Mukarrama to Masjid al-Aqsa, and from Masjid al-Aqsa, he went from there to the seven heavens. He came back all in one night. He never heard it from the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people informed him that that is what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. What was his response? He said, if those words emanated from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amanna wa saddaqna. I bring iman on it complete. Maliyah Qibtiyah radiallahu ta'ala used to say, this was the yaqeen ala khabri Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The yaqeen on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She used to say that there is a very strong possibility. There is a very strong possibility. Maria can see something and her eyes will deceive her. You know, normally when we say, bhai, I saw it, my own eyes. I seen it. What you mean? No, no. You heard. I was there. I saw. She said, there's a possibility I'll see something My eyes will be looking at it, but I'm deceived. But she said, by the qasam of Allah, I swear qasam on Allah, it's not possible for a lie to ever emanate from the mouth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was their yaqeen. Sahabi was contracting a deal. Another Nabi sallallahu was contracting a deal. So the person said, right, let's go. I'm going to buy a horse. So when Nabi sallallahu goes to get the money to do the deal, this person gets into a deal with somebody else. This person offers a higher price. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, he says, no, there's no deal. He says, no, what do you mean there's no deal? We did the deal, we contracted the deal, we agreed. Khuzaymah radiallahu ta'ala was walking past. This man tells him, if you say we did the deal, bring your witness. Who's your witness? If you're saying the deal was done, bring your witness. There must be a witness to everything. Khuzaymah radiallahu anhu is walking past. He says, O Nabi of Allah, I'm the witness. Nabi says, but Khuzaymah, you are not there. How can you be the witness? He says, O Nabi of Allah, you told us about Jannah, we believe you. You told us about Jahannam, we believe you. Where will you ever deceive us regarding one flimsy animal? Nabi says, became so pleased with him, so happy with him. He said that, Khuzaymah, from today, any matter of Sharia that requires two testifications, your one testification will be equal to two. So this was Sahaba's yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, sustainer, cherisher, nourisher. We have to have complete yaqeen on this. When Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was called to give the Torah, so he had a natural worry and a natural concern. I'm going to leave my family. I'm going to go for Peter. What's going to happen to them? Allama Alusi Baghdadi in Ruhul Ma'ani, he makes mention of this narration under the verses, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That every dabba, every creature that moves on this earth, in essence every creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has taken the responsibility of its sustenance. So Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and O Musa, there is a rock there. Go there, take your asa and strike the rock. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes, he strikes the rock. When he strikes that rock, the rock opens up, there's another rock. Allah says, O Musa, take your asa and strike that rock. He strikes the rock opens up again. There's a third rock. Allah says to him, O Nabi Musa, take your asa and strike the rock. He strikes the rock, it opens up again. Allah shows him there's a little small creature. And in the mouth of this creature, there is a leaf. Allah says to him, O Musa, listen and hear what this creature is saying. We need three layers of rock. Allah is sustaining a creature with a leaf in its mouth. Subhana man yarani, wa ya'rifu makani, wa yadhkuruni, wa la yansani. Pure is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is sustaining me. Pure is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that knows where I reside. Pure is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who hasn't forgotten me. Ulama say that this is between three layers of rock. What is the condition? This is a little creature. How will Allah look after the one who says, I believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? The one who got iman, how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look after him? So my beloved brothers and elders, the effort of Dawud firstly is for me, for myself, for my heart, for my ears, for me to speak of Allah, for me to understand who Allah is, for my heart, my soul and my mind to be convinced 100% that everything is in the power and control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If a man doesn't do this and doesn't have this effort within himself, then everything else will confuse him. Ummat is confused because we're not giving this da'wah, that Allah is in total control of everything. Inna rabbakumullah. Allah Ta'ala introduces himself to us. Who is Allah? Inna rabbakumullah. Alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard fi sittati ayyam thumma istawa 'ala al-arsh yughshi al-layla an-nahar yatlubuhu hathitha wash-shams wal-qamar wan-nujum musakhkharatun bi-amri. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. Tabarakallahu rabbul alamin. Allah is saying, Allah is the creator, sustainer, cherisher, nourisher of this entire universe. Allah created the stars, the moon, the mountains, the seas, the ocean, the rivers. Everything is in the total control of Allah. Allah ends this introduction of Himself by saying, Allah, listen attentively, O reciter of Quran. Lawul khalqu wal amr. Everything is in the total control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And to convince ourselves that success of every single human being will be only in the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When this yaqeen was strong in the hearts of Sahaba ikram, then what was the natural response? What was the natural response? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, "Ayn qusud deen wa ana hayy." That a deficiency must come in the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst I am alive. But he said, if a person has to stop giving one string, if he has to alter the deen of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the extent of one string that he was giving in zakat, and now suddenly he wants to stop that, or he wants to alter something, I'll make jihad against him. So what was the spur on of this? That they understood that success of this entire nation and creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is only going to be in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was what Ibn Ilyas rahmatullahi used to say, what is the objective of da'wat? What is the objective of this entire effort? Actually, Mawlana said, he never gave this effort a name. But what was the objective of this effort was, jami'u ma ja'a bihin nabi kama ja'a bihin nabi. He said, to bring alive that which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought about in the manner in which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought it. How our salah can become like the salah, such a salah to understand that through two rakats of salah, we draw from the unlimited treasures of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Today, what is the condition of our salah? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, that coolness of my eyes lies in salah. إِذَا حَزَبَهُ الْأَمْرُ فَزَا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. That when there was any problem, any matter that went a little bit off the cause, a little bit off its norm, what was the instant reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The instant reaction of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was salah. But again, we have to go back to the first point. Because we don't have yaqeen in a'mal, this is the condition of our salah. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the salah as a vehicle through which, ulama tell us, we will fulfill the needs of dunya and akhirat. Such a thing Allah has given us, that through the performance of salah, our needs of dunya and akhirat will get fulfilled. To equip ourselves with the knowledge of deen, to sit in the halqas of ta'lim, as I said, when we sit in the halqas of ta'lim, initially what will it be? Fadail, to listen, to spur ourselves on, to get enticed, to get inspired. That listening to the virtues, what is Allah kept for us? What is Allah kept for us? And then that inspiration has to turn to tawakkul and yaqeen. Remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wa dhikr and adhkar, wa daily tilawat of Quran. That a'mal and infiradi a'mal of a person, this is the backbone of a da'i. That have so much of tawajjuh. Take the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem, when Allah ta'ala speaks about dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More often than not, you'll get these words. اذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا اذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا. On the occasion of Badr also, إذا لقيتم فئة فاثبتوا واذكروا الله كثيرا. Allah Ta'ala, the battle of Badr also is reminding the Sahaba Ikram that remain firm but excessively make the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That this is my food that I need, this is my heart that needs the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. My tilawat of Quran. The tilawat of Quran is so important and so vital for the survival of a believer that if one day we don't get tilawat of Quran, understand the harm that happens to the heart. The heart is in complete need of the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's in complete need of tilawat of Quran. To honor and revere our fellow Muslim brothers, to make ikram of one another. The greatest form and highest form of ikram and honoring a person is that we become well-wishers to the next. Ad-deenun nasiha. Deen is well-wishing. Sahabi ikram buys a horse, he purchases a horse from somebody, and the price is set. Pays for it. He goes back to that person, just to use an example for our understanding. let's say he paid 1,000 rand. Obviously these are not the figures, just it's an example. So he goes back, he says, no man, you know, I think I underpaid you. You have to give you 2,000 rand. So we hearing these things, we must be will think something was wrong with him. If we paid 1,000, we'll go back and say, no, boy, maaf, man, I made him, I'm supposed to give you 500 rand. Give me 500 rand back. He went back and he said, I paid you less, I need to pay you more. 3 times he did this. People told him, we never saw anything like this. He said, we took the pledge of allegiance on the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we will desire good. Nushatun li kulli muslimin wa muslim. That we will be a well-wisher for every Muslim, male and female. And ulama say, what is the purpose and what is the objective of this ikram? Is to get our a'mal accepted in this world and banked for the akhirat. Why? Person will come on the day of Qiyamah, and we know what is the currency of akhirat. Currency of akhirat is not rands and cents. Currency of akhirat is a'mal. Person will come on the day of Qiyamah, فَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَشَتَمَ هَذَا وَأَكَّلَ مَالَ هَذَا. He hit this one, he swore that one, he took the wealth of this one, he usurped this one. And Nabi Sassam says that on that day the currency will be a'mal. So the people will come in front of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah protect us and save us. And the person will say that, oh Allah, so and so my claim is against you. And now whatever good we have, we'll have to start dishing it out to make matters right. Nabi Sassam says, when the good is dished out and there's no more good to give, how will matters be solved? Now we'll have to take the bad of others. Eventually Nabi Sassam is to reach a point that the person will be taken and be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. My beloved brothers and elders, whatever we do, we have to do for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah has created us, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Allah says that Allah only wants whatever we do, it must be done solely and only for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. These 6 points that we speak about seems like something small, but actually what the ulama says, 6 sifat. That if these sifat come into our life, imagine we live our life in a way that whatever we do only for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. لا نريد منهم جزاء ولا شكورا. Don't even intend a jazakallah or a shukriya from anybody. What I'm doing solely and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Sahaba ikram could reach such a level of sincerity and ikhlas. We heard this incident so many times, but just ponder and think about it. And that person was sitting on Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Radha Ali was sitting on him, sword in the hand, ready to take his life, and he spits at Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Gets off. He says, bhai, I never saw this in my life. I thought you're gonna, this would have been a quicker way for me to die. He said, now my niyat changed. Now my intention changed. So ulama say, during an action, before an action, after an action, and istighfar. If we bring this amal, Allah will help us and assist us. And like we make dua for risk and sustenance, we have to make dua for ikhlas. That Allah give us sustenance, Allah give us sincerity. And let us do solely and only for your pleasure. And our ulama have told us, our elders have told us, that to bring this sifat alive, then we have to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our objective is how to make our time valuable. Allah gave us this time. This time belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wal asr, Allah takes qasam of time in the Quran on many occasions. Not on one occasion, many occasions Allah ta'ala takes the qasam of time. Wal asr, wal fajr, different places in Quran. So how we can make our time valuable? How this time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us can be spent for the sole pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going to the environment of Dawah, going to the environment of Dawah, Talim, Ibadah, and Khidmat. So inshallah, who is ready? First given opportunity, inshallah. We spend our wealth, health for the pleasure of Allah, Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Well, as I'm saying, 4 months in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is ready, inshallah? 4 months in the path of Allah, inshallah. MS Mullah is ready, Allah ta'ala accept. Abdul Rahim Sahib, inshallah. All make niyat. We make niyat. Niyatul mu'min, afdalu min amalihi. Haji Ahmad Randari. The niyat of a believer is far more superior and valuable than his amal also, inshallah. Standing takaza is 4 months parallel also, inshallah. All the different takazas that were spoken about now is season of ijtima. Every person we meet, we give him dawah to the ijtima. Give him dawah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know who we'll meet. We don't know who will come in the environment. We don't know whose life will change. And how many examples, all of us sitting here have experienced it ourselves. And we've heard it and seen it. How many people came into that environment and their whole life has changed. So inshallah, let's take this ijtima' on our heart inshallah. We're all ready for this. Take it on our heart. We've got 3-4 months inshallah. We think it's long, it's a very short time actually. And we have a niyat in our area, whichever area we are living in, whichever area we are staying in, have a niyat that every person in my area and my locality must be met. Think about it. If there is a function in your family, one is you send a WhatsApp message, one is you send a card, but you went personally to meet the man. So, by my son is finishing hivs, or my daughter is getting married, please, see, what do you see? You know, the man came personally to call me, man. How I cannot go? The man came to my door. So, personally, inshallah, if every one of us in our masajid, in our area, in our locality, mark out our areas, and have a target in mind that inshallah, at least from now till ijtima, 3-4 times if every household is met, if more than that also very good, each area, each household is met, and the da'wah of ijtima is given, and from the effort to be made to take out 3-day jamaats inshallah, we'll all try for this inshallah. Create that buzz, create that noise, that fikr, for what? Ijtima is a means and a hope that through the ijtima, complete deen will come on it. Our whole effort of da'wah, every amal that we're doing, Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib always mentions this, he say our objective is that complete deen to come alive, inshallah. We'll all try for this. Thank you, Masal Prophet. SubhanAllah.